With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump appeared at a town hall event in Phoenix last night, saying the appellate court needs to intervene in his New York conviction.
We have to change the system. We have to straighten out what's going on in these courts. We got a rigged deal going, this whole country, and we've got to do it. And those appellate courts have to step up and straighten things out, or we're not going to have a country any longer.
Heat exhaustion is to blame for 11 people being transported to the hospital while waiting in line for that campaign event in Phoenix. Temperatures got over 110 degrees in the city Thursday, with video on social media showing people being carted out on stretchers. Arizona remains a key battleground state for the 2024 election, with recent polling showing President Trump ahead of Biden. Former President Trump's campaign now beginning to vet potential running mates. Reports say the vetting process has focused on four possible candidates: Florida Senator Marco Rubio, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. The Republican National Convention is set to be held July 15th through the 18th. Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Ted Cruz says he got a chance to meet with two master storytellers in Normandy on Thursday to mark the D-Day invasion. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Cruz says he got a chance to meet with director Steven Spielberg and actor Tom Hanks, also in Normandy, to mark the 80th anniversary of the Allied invasion of occupied France. Cruz wrote on X, "Ran into Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, two master storytellers who have done a beautiful job chronicling the incredible heroism of the greatest generation." Hanks starred in and Spielberg directed 1988's Saving Private Ryan, depicting the Allied landing on Omaha Beach on June 6, 1944. Bob Agnew reporting.
This is SRN News. The world's largest children's book publisher releases a gay pride guide. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Scholastic says, quote, "We are experiencing an undeniable, joyous boom of queer literature for children. And the company wants to make sure that schools buy lots of those books." The giant publisher's 2024 guide contains a long list of recommended books by homosexual authors, including ones aimed at kindergartners, such as My Mom's Love Me by Anna Membrino, a story about a child being raised by two women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota voters will decide again on whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Secretary of State Monet Johnson's office has validated the measure for the November general election ballot. It will be the third time South Dakota voters have weighed in on that question. In 2020, they passed a measure that was later struck down in court for containing multiple issues. This is SRN News. Stocks backed off Thursday after breaking records the previous day.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish as Wall Street's momentum cooled following its latest record-setting day. The S&P 500 ended just barely lower Thursday, a day after the benchmark index set an all-time high for the 25th time this year. The Dow added 78 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite dipped 0.1% after setting its own record. Several retailers fell after detailing more struggles for lower-income customers. Big Lots sank more than 18%. NVIDIA's stock swung to a loss of just over 1% a day after the company's total value topped $3 trillion for the first time. The Federal Reserve is widely expected to leave rates alone when the U.S. Central Bank meets next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
A L'Oreal executive is the first woman worth more than $100 billion. Forbes reports Francois Betancourt Myers saw her net worth jump as the stock hit record highs. More details at SRNnews.com.